Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do you need help during the pandemic? Let's go in-depth with Teresa Zilk with COVID Recovery Iowa. Teresa, what's COVID Recovery Iowa?
Well, COVID Recovery Iowa is a federally funded mental health grant, and we exist to help anyone who has been impacted by the pandemic and also anyone who is still living in the aftermath of the derecho from last summer. Those two things, that covers all of Iowa. So we're a statewide program, and we offer free and confidential virtual counseling, online support groups, and we do a lot of resource and referral for folks. And then we also have a lot of different fun activities that families can do as well, and those are done virtually as well.
I didn't know that you helped with the mental health of people that had been through the derecho. Is that new?
Yeah. Well, actually, so when that happened last summer, that naturally just folded into the work that we do. So, and we still talk to people who have been impacted by that, who are still living in the aftermath of that. So whether there are people who were affected, financially, or had, issues with maybe they lost housing or they're still looking for housing. Now, we don't provide any financial assistance and we don't provide housing assistance. But what we do, what we are able to do is help people to find those housing resources and financial resources that are in their communities.
Okay, so you do referrals.
Yeah, yes, that's exactly what we do.
Okay, well, our area wasn't hit. It's nice to know you're out there helping people. I mean, this was like a great inland hurricane that didn't get a lot of press on the, from the East Coast. But so this was really a big deal. I'm glad you're helping out with that.
Yeah. So we still include that in the work that we do because, I mean, I've never lived through a pandemic before, and I certainly had never lived through an inland hurricane or derecho. I'd never lived through any of those things before, and it was certainly a stressful experience for me. And I know for so many others. So, we still talk to people who have been distressed by that and are still dealing with the impact of the pandemic, as we all are.
We weren't hit that bad down here by the derecho, but I still want to talk about it just for another minute, and then we'll go into COVID-19, if that's okay. So you're in Des Moines, right?
I am in Des Moines.
And so, I mean, we got high winds here. In fact, I was on a bridge over 163 near Monroe trying to do a video of it coming in when it hit, and it hit pretty hard. But we didn't get the damage other places did to the north. Did you get significant damage?
Around in our area, like, I know specifically for my family, we have a lot of trees. So we had down trees and tree branches. In fact, I had a huge tree branch on my car, and it smashed my window shield on my car. And of course, that wasn't as significant as what happened in Cedar Rapids. So, and other places where people were far more impacted than I was, but we did have damage here.
Were there mental health implications? I mean, some that can be fairly traumatic, need people to talk to. I mean, is there?
So we did see an increase in calls during that time, certainly, because people just didn't know what to do. If there was phone service, let me backtrack. If there was phone service for people, they could call us and talk about it. And yeah, we talked about, you know, how they could go about getting the assistance that they needed. And sometimes we were just a listening ear for people. They just needed someone to talk to.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Teresa Zilk with COVID Recovery Iowa. Well, now with respect to COVID-19, you and I talked, I don't know how long ago, 6 months ago, whatever. But, you know, I was sort of sharing with you that I sort of, with the start of it, had sort of a low-level depression and anxiety associated with it. And you assured me that that was fairly common and that was okay. But now I'm sort of happy where we are. I presume that's okay too.
Yeah. I'm not a therapist, right? So I'm not a therapist. But just in terms of kind of like in a peer counseling way, yes, that would be okay. That you're feeling better about what's happening. And I'm going to assume that that has something probably to do with the vaccinations and things that are going on.
Well, after I got my vaccination, if I could still have jumped up and kicked my heels, I would have. And so I guess people, not everybody is, I guess, as optimistic or whatever as joyful about this as I am, but so what kinds of services are people needing now?
You know, I would say that we still offer mental health counseling. So those same things that I talked about with us offering mental health counseling, resources and referrals, all those things we still offer. So people are still calling in and having a need for those things. And for anybody out there that's listening, if you are having a concern or a need, you can give us a call at the Iowa Concern Hotline at 1-800-447-1985 or the Iowa Warm Line 844-775-9276. And of course, we can be found on www.covidrecoveryiowa.org. I just kind of wanted to throw that out there so that if people wanted to give us a call, they could.
Well, sure. And it's because the effects are ongoing. People still, some of them are without jobs. They're still wary of being outside. There's still, I mean, there's lots of conflicting information about what we can and can't do now. But you're there to provide all kinds of resources, mental health, and to direct us to other people that can help us through whatever we need.
Yeah, I would say, you know, to look at us as part of a larger network of what's available throughout the state of Iowa. We, of course, like to talk about what we do, but, you know, there are lots of places that are providing different kinds of services to people. But we, of course, like to talk about what we do. And since it is one of the things I want to say, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And we have been drawing attention to that. One of the things that we've been doing is we've partnered with the Kindness Rock Project, and we've been asking folks to get out their pens and their markers, and you know, find a rock and color it, decorate it, and put it somewhere in your community. You know, write a kind message on that rock, and in hopes that somebody picks that up and then they pass it along and then they do the same thing. We've been doing that, and that's been quite a successful thing for us. We've been doing that and posting every day on social media. It's been fun to see the things that people send in.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Teresa Zilk with COVID Recovery Iowa. And so they just paint a rock with a hopeful message or marker up a rock with a hopeful message and leave it on the sidewalk or
wherever in the community that they want to leave it. It's actually been pretty popular. So, and people will send us pictures of the rocks that they've done. And we've done that in hopes of not only spreading kindness, but also to raise awareness about mental health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And it's just one of the ways that we're trying to remind people to be diligent about mental health and to think about how we talk about it and to bring attention to the different stigmas that people have around mental illness and what mental health actually is.
Well, it's pretty amazing. No matter people's mental health conditions, I guess one of the most important things, I guess I knew this since I was a kid, but it was reinforced during the pandemic, is that kindness is so powerful.
It is a powerful thing. It is a very powerful thing. I mean, where are we without kindness? Like, what do we have if we don't have that?
And so just leaving a simple message on a rock can make somebody's day, maybe.
It can. You know, it's just one way to cultivate connections within our communities and try and lift others up. I think that's so important.
Well, now, as you've been doing this for over a year now, are the calls you are getting now different than you were getting, last March, April, and May?
That's hard to answer because I don't personally take the calls, and I haven't heard that anything has changed, really. There are always, you know, there are people still are calling about housing. People are still calling about having anxiety, having depression. People still call about, well, maybe something has changed. In fact, that people do call about, you know, now that things are opening up, some people have anxiety about having to go to be out more. So you might see a little bit more around that, where people have more anxiety about being out in public more than they had previously.
Okay. Well, I guess that's a signal that we're on our way back to the new normal, I guess.
Maybe.
It's hard to say.
It is hard to say. I guess the thing that is really important for everybody to remember is, you know, it's so important for us to maintain our social connections within our communities and even outside of our communities as much as possible, whether that's, you know, actually getting out, if you choose to get out and talk to people or interact with people, or whether you choose to still do that virtually or however you choose to do it. Our social connections are extremely important, and they're important to our mental health. They're important to our well-being.
Well, now, presuming that we get all the way out of this, I know there's going to be implications for years, but I know that COVID Recovery Iowa on a grant, is that going to continue, or are you going to morph into something else? What's going to happen?
We've been extended to December, and we'll see what happens after that.
Well, and people are still going to need the services for a lot longer than December, I suspect.
They will. I'm sure that they will. But, you know, that'll be up to the federal government. It'll be up to FEMA and to the state of Iowa as to how all of that plays out.
Is there any way you can ballpark the number of people that you and the organization have helped?
I think the last numbers that I looked at were over 75,000.
Wow. So you've helped over 75,000 people that didn't know what to do.
Yep.
That must feel good.
It always feels good to be able to help people. you know, we reach them in a number of ways. And when I say that, you know, a lot of what we do is virtually, so they can have the counseling sessions online, and they are virtual. They can be done from the safety of their own homes. But they can also just pick up the phone and call us, you know, so there's a lot of that. And we've been able to, there's a chat service that we have, and that's mostly for folks who have disabilities that we've had that service for, and that's been good as well. So we have a variety of ways that we can reach out to people, and of course people are able to reach us through all of the social media platforms that we have: Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We've got a lot of different groups and things that we have going, whether it's the story time for children and families. We have groups for workforce, groups specifically for people who are just dealing with the stress of COVID, and they just want to talk about it. They don't want to be on the phone, but we have an online group that they can join. We have so much going on. So we've been able to reach quite a few people.
Well, great. Well, any last thoughts you'd like to share today with our listeners?
Keep those social connections, because they are so important. And just want to remind people that COVID Recovery Iowa is here to help all Iowans. We're here to offer free and confidential services for you. And you can give us a call at 1-800-447-1985. That's the Iowa Concern Hotline. Or you can reach us on the Iowa Warm Line, 844-775-9276. Or you can reach out to us on www.covidrecoveryiowa.org.
Thanks to Teresa Zilk for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.